Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes.
All right. How many children do you have living with you and attend kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Two.
All right, perfect. Which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? Would you say one of the public school districts in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school, or homeschooled?
Boston Public.
All right. So one of the district public schools in Boston?
Yes.
All right, perfect. What is your age?
51.
51, all right. How do you describe your gender? Would you say man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
A woman.
All right. How would you describe your race?
White. Irish-American?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children in this current school year?
Sure, 6th and 9th.
6th and 9th, perfect. So as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, or also referred to as BPS system, is a district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. So overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So students are often graded on a quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. So suppose your sixth grade child school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your sixth grade child school?
B plus.
All right. So there's kind of no pluses or minuses.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Really just A,
B, C. Oh, okay. B.
A B? All right. So how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
A B.
A B, all right. So now thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools?
B.
D, all right. As you may know,
B as in boy. Sorry, I want to make sure that.
Oh, a B. Oh, all right.
A B, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Sorry.
And right, I said so. B before as well.
Yes. All right. Yeah. For those ones, I didn't get B. It was just for that one. All right. Perfect. But thank you for clarifying it. So as you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in the world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. So in your view, how well does the Boston Public School System, live up to this commitment?
Very well.
All right. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. So in your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Would you say, very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I'd say very well.
All right. So if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? And you can think up to, two?
Mm-hmm.
So as parents, teachers, students, the superintendent / BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group?
Students.
All right. Would it be just students, or do you want to pick a second one?
No, I think just students.
All right. So you mentioned you had a child in sixth grade. So for this next question, we're kind of going to ask specifically about your sixth grade child. So
mm-hmm.
how engaged do you want to be with your sixth grade child's education? Would you want to say you want to be very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat.
All right. Now, next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your sixth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very.
As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? So the next is, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
Agree.
Would you strongly agree with this statement or somewhat agree?
Yes, somewhat agree.
The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand.
Strongly agree.
The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
Strongly agree.
The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns.
Strongly agree.
Perfect. So how concerned are you about your sixth grade child's emotional well-being while they're at school? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
How concerned are you about your sixth grade child's physical safety while they're at school?
Not at all concerned.
How much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston public school system? Would you say you've heard a great deal about this, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all?
A great deal.
As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston public schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty spaces. So many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. So the current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, would close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. So how much have you heard or read about this, the new Green Deal for BPS?
A great deal.
All right, a great deal. So as you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? Merging some schools. Would you say you strongly support it, you somewhat support it, you somewhat oppose it, or you strongly oppose it?
I strongly support it.
What about renovating some schools?
I strongly support it.
Closing some schools?
Somewhat support it.
And what about modernizing some schools?
Strongly support it.
All right. So how would you rate the condition of your sixth grade child's school? Would you say it's a great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Okay condition.
To the best of your knowledge, would your sixth grade child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools?
I think so. Yes.
All right. How familiar are you with the history of the school's integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Would you say you're very familiar with this, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
As we know, the 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools and other places around the city. So do you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period of Boston? Would you say you experienced it, your parents, your grandparents, or none of the above?
I experienced it.
All right. So do you or any of your children, attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
Well, one goes to a citywide exam school, so I'm not sure how that falls into it. One is in a neighborhood school, and the other one goes, but it's a citywide exam school, so I'm not sure where that falls under.
Well, we can classify under yes if you would like.
Okay. Yeah, then yes.
Okay. So have you observed any ongoing efforts with the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation?
Yes.
All right. Thinking about the ways the Boston public schools could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing just the right amount?
Probably do more.
All right. Do you feel that your sixth grade child school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
Yes.
How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your sixth grade child school changed over the past few years? Would you say that there are more now, there are fewer now, or there have been no change?
More now.
All right. Now, the last few questions are just statistical purposes. So does your child's does your sixth grade child have an individualized education plan, or sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Does your sixth grade child receive services like English language learners, or sometimes called ELL?
No.
What languages are spoken regularly at your home?
English.
All right. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
No, my whole life.
All right. What was the last year's schooling that you completed?
A college.
All right. Would that be like a bachelor's degree or like an associate's?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So now for like last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can just stop me when I get to the right trajectory. So would you say at 25 to less than $35,000, below $25,000, 35 to less than $50,000, 50 to less than $75,000, 75 to less than $100,000, 100 to less than $150,000, or $150,000 or more?
Sorry, the one before that, the 100 to 150.
All right, perfect. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Sure. Can I ask who's a survey, who's funding it, or who asked for the survey?
Well, nobody's funding it. We're an independent organization.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay. Have a good night. Bye-bye.